federal employees who are under the age of 30 are far more likely to contribute to the thrift savings plan than they were just a few years ago because of a change in law that requires them or automatically enrolls them in the beginning. But they are still having some problems, perhaps because they're not taking an active interest in it. Mm-hmm. So they are not getting the full employer's match because they're not contributing up to 5% or more of their income. And also because they're perhaps not choosing the right things to invest in because they're going to be working for many, many years and won't need this money mm-hmm. for, you know, 30, 40 years from right. now. So that's one of the things. The other thing he was saying was with regards to people at the other end of their careers, those who are about to retire or have retired. The board is trying to understand why so many new retirees pull all of their money out of the TSP within about 2 years.
On the young end of the spectrum, you quote an official at the Agriculture Department essentially attributing this to the bulletproof syndrome. Young people aren't thinking about retirement for the same reason many times they don't think about health insurance. What could possibly happen to them? And they're not thinking about what's happening, you know, 30, 40 years from now.
Well, and not only that, and that official, she was Carolyn Crockle, and she's director of the Division of Family and Consumer Sciences at the National Institute of Food and Agriculture. But more than that, she is one. The Agriculture Department has these like transformation champions.
Wow.
And she's one of them. So she takes an active role in helping her employees make sure that they have access to retirement information about other sorts of benefits and basically trying to make work and life there. Work.
Mm-hmm.
But she was talking about how at home with her own son, she has these conversations about, you know, you should really start planning for retirement. And he says, Mom, we live in one of the most expensive areas in the country, the DC metro area. I'm just trying to survive.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people, not just the younger set, but those who aren't paid at the higher levels, are thinking probably the same thing, especially if you've got car loans and a mortgage, you've got to pay for, you know, the daily needs. That's really the issue. You've got to get beyond that point where you're just focused on the bills mm-hmm. and start thinking about the long term.
Greg Long of the Thrift Savings Plan telling this meeting at the Treasury Department that they may be looking at a revamp of the way they provide services to people who are enrolled in the Thrift Savings Plan.
Right. And this has to do with the 45% of retirees from 2012 who pulled out their retirement savings in 2013. So just a year or a year and a little bit later. He thinks that there is a customer service issue because some of those people are pulling it out because they need the bills. And he says sometimes they're investing that money in other financial vehicles mm-hmm. offered on the open market, say IRAs. And if so, why? And can the Thrift Investment Board do anything to work with those people when they're no longer part of an agency to have that sort of customer relationship? And that might involve some changes in the 700 people who yeah. help with phone service.
One of the areas where that's especially prevalent, I imagine, just from hearing about it anecdotally, is financial managers in the area know this is a great potential source of revenue. And I can sell Emily Kopp an IRA, charge fees that are much higher than the TSP, but offer potential returns that are better. And it becomes, a lot of people don't understand, it's just a math problem. The percentages that you pay out of your TSP account, out of the money that you invest for the fees is so exceptionally low that another investment vehicle has to perform anywhere from 2 to 5% better than what you're getting out of your thrift savings plan account return just for you to break even. And then for it to be better than the TSP, it's obviously got to yeah. perform even higher than that.
That money manager has to be a genius.
Really. And it's really, there aren't many of those out there. There are a lot of really good, honest people who are in that business, but outperforming the market to that degree is extremely hard. And that sounds like that's the essence of what Greg's trying to get at.
Yeah, well, and I think that he has hit the nail on the head. I mean, when it comes to the customer service aspect there, because you're talking about somebody who will walk you through. And wouldn't it be nice for all of us to have somebody who will walk us through what we should do with our finances? Because mm-hmm. it can get really complicated as you age and you need different things than you used to. So all of these people that you just mentioned, they offer that personal service. And in the comments that we've gotten on this story since it's been up about a day or so, is that, well, you know, the TSP isn't really flexible. It's not known for customer service. Mm-hmm. It's known for helping you with transactions. So that's all well and good if you have a bit of confidence in what you're doing. But if you don't, if your life radically changes, say, because you retire or something else, and the TSP can't offer that sort of guidance, you might feel like you need to go elsewhere.